Kof Aleph Shvat, Wednesday the 26th of January, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, Martial Arts, is it Mutter?
Always like to start with a bracha, that way at least I know that you've agreed to something I've said today. Let's discuss a halachic topic, which is actually a very difficult topic, and I want to make a disclaimer from the start that I'm not paskening anything. Today, all questions that come up out of the shir, you should ask a serious posek who's been mine in sugyas for a long while. And these are difficult issues. Let's try and throw out a couple of issues that we have to deal with. Is martial arts mutter? Really, is a broader question of any sort of damage to another person. So, of course, is martial arts is one of them. What about being a boxer? Can you be a professional boxer? Quite a few good Jewish boys have been boxers. Is that allowed? Is a mutter, are you allowed to be a boxer for a living? What about hitting other people in the form of plastic surgery? It also comes up with the same issue that we're going to see. Is really the same issue of having plastic surgery. Does it make a difference if it's a little fuwa, or if it's just you feel like you'd like to have a new nose or whatever it might be, who knows what. either way, there's an issue here of inflicting pain either upon yourself or upon other people. Not only does it have ramifications for martial arts, for boxing, for plastic surgery, more importantly perhaps, the most applicable for all of us on a day-to-day basis is if you are a father or a rebbe in charge of a child or a student, the good old Cain. So, is it Cain or is it low? Should you be using it or not? In other words, if you're inflicting pain on someone else, spare the rod, of course, we all know. Yeah, everyone in the old days always say, you guys got it easy. In the old days, we used to get out this, the Cain, and we'd be smashed and smashed. And is that mutter? Is it mutter? And of course, parents. Parents, we think that you sort of own your children, I guess, until they grow up and then you realise that you don't. But either way, is it mutter? Are you allowed to hit your child? These are all very big questions, and let's try and see some of the issues together. And really, the main makor is going to be the Rambam. But just before we get there, I wanted to point out a couple of very fascinating tshuvas that Rav Moshe Feinstein has written on this topic. The first one is in Igus Moshe Cheshev Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Kuf Dalet. Somebody asked him a fascinating question. Now, what's even more interesting about this question is in every Tshuva of Moshe, he has almost everyone, not every, I see quite a few here, not that way, but usually you have the one that has the name of the person, and you're given this title, and dear so and so, after your fantastic question, here there's no name, there's no nothing. I'm not sure, it could be that the guy was maybe, if Moshe didn't want to write his name, it would be embarrassing. So he asked him, the title of the Tshuva is, Imutel Espaunes Mi Mistrak HaKaturim Sheyesh B'zeh Hashas Sakana Rocha K'tuva. Meaning, is there a risk earning a living through a game with a ball which has some sort of far-off sakana? Meaning, even before we discuss can you hit other people, what about putting yourself in a dangerous situation? Putting yourself in the ring, there's two facets here. Can you hit the other guy? Can the other guy hit you? So if Moshe was asked about baseball, it's clear it was baseball here. That's what he's been asked. He even has a Balaz ball.
It was football.
A football? Well, he just says ball here, so I'm not quite sure which ball he's referring to. Either way, it's a game that is a dangerous game. It says there's some far off. There is some possibility a person can get killed in it, and therefore he asked him the question: am I allowed to do this for a living? So Rav Moshe wrote back to him a fascinating tshuva, it's not a very long one, and he told him that based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, we see from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that a person can put themselves into all sorts of situations. For a parnosa, there's a particular, if a parnosa, if you're a window cleaner, well, what are you doing up there on the 900th floor on the outside? I mean, what are you doing there anyway? But in general, in halacha, what's going on? If that's your parnosa, you're allowed to put yourself into situations that are somewhat of a sakona. And since it's not a direct sakona, it's only a form of sakona, Rav Moshe is mati, he told the guy to that this game of ball, whatever it is, whether it was baseball or whether it was American football, he said was okay. So theoretically, if we were to take that tshuva and apply it to the boxing ring, it could be that it would be okay. I mean, you might argue on the other hand that there's one thing playing American football and another thing standing in front of some guy who's about to on purposely come and punch you in the face. So you might argue that that's more of a sakana, and that's why I said I'm not passing anything today. So either way, just to bring up that shiva for a start. Now we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, the Chumash says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rosho lama sakareyecho. Rosho, why are you smiting your friend? He says to the Mitzri. He says, lama sakareyecho, calls him a Rosho. So we know, we learn from there, that even somebody that raises their hand to actually hit someone is already called a Rasha. Now, we find in the Torah, and where's the makar of not hitting people? The reason why it's shy very much to this week's Sedra, a lot of talk in this week's Sedra on the Shpatim about paying for damages. Very nice that you pay for damage, but what about doing the damage in the first place? So the makar was brought down, it's the Pasuk says in Devarim Chafei Gimel, that if somebody deserves Malkus, and you give him Malkus, don't give him any more than the Beis Din have prescribed. If he's supposed to only get 14 Malkus, whatever it is, 13, you give him 13, no more. You give him one more, that's a big Aveira. Lo Yosef, pen Yosef, v'nikra achicha lo einecha. And the Sifri learns out from here an amazing thing. And we're going to see this brought down in the Halacha. We're already calling somebody who's in a situation where he, 5 minutes ago, was a Rosha. He was deserving of Malkus. But he's now just had his quota. Don't touch him. Not one extra hit. The Torah always teaches us the makar in halacha, always from situations of the extreme, so that we understand from there on. For example, the Torah says, V'hoi machanecha kodesh. You should have a kodesh camp. We all think, V'hoi machanecha kodesh. It's talking about unbelievable situations. And we look at the psukim, V'hoi machanecha kodesh. It's talking about a person who goes out to war, and in the middle of battle, you should cover up after yourself, after you've relieved yourself in battle. If you ask somebody, where does the Torah teach you about Kedusha? You would say, Kedusha, Mamush, it's talking about Mamush, Ravi, the Ravi, and Shabbos. You open up the Chumash, V'hoi machanecha kodesh. In the middle of battle, in the middle of the war, cover yourself afterwards. What's going on? But the Torah always teaches you the extreme example. You would have thought, you're in the middle of war. You've got to worry about other things. You're in the middle of relieving yourself from war. You're in the middle of a battle. It's, as it were, the most animalistic time. A person is evoking all that energy. No. Even there, the Torah says, make sure, even there, there's Kedusha. Once you understand, even there's Kedusha. Kal v'chaymer. Everything else. Kal v'chaymer. Rive the Rive, etc. On Shabbos. Everything else comes with it. But the Torah always teaches you with the extreme example, so that we'll understand to extrapolate from there all the other halachas. And so it is here with Pen Yosef. Don't hit the person. The guy's a Rosha. No. No longer is he a Rosha. Not one extra. And you're from the basin, you're doing all Hashem Shemaim. Nothing extra. Nothing. He said 13, no more. Now, so how do you understand, what about this idea that people, if it's so, and we learn a Kal V'chaymer, if that's somebody who's in the Beis Din, Kal V'chaymer, for anybody to hit someone else, so what's going on? How could it be that often people will hit other people? Is there any sort of heter for this? I mean, it should even be according to this, that even to just slap somebody on the back. How are you doing? Well, not so good, because you've just done yourself an Avera. Is that, what's the halacha? So Rambam says like this, Rambam, Hichas Chav L'mazik, Perek Chamishi, Halacha Aleph, and this. It is forbidden for a person to wound himself. It's based on the Gemara in Baba Kama, in Achayvel. It's forbidden for a person to wound themselves, be it yourself or someone else. Amazing. You're not only not allowed to damage someone else, but yourself as well. Don't think you own your body. Shulchan Aruch Rav also goes, has an Aruchus, you don't own your body. Your body is given to you as a gift from Hashem. You have to look after it. You think you have bias in your body, you can just do what you like? No. Even yourself, there's an Issa. According to that, if you stop at that point, biting your skin, I mean, anyone shouldn't do that, but if you happen to, you know, you're learning, there's a story in the Gemara of one of the Amoraim who was sitting on his hands, didn't realize, and blood started coming out. Was he by mistake over an Issa? Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. Not only somebody who damages. If you damage anybody who is kosher, ben katan ben gadol, children, adults, ben ish ben isha, male, female, derech nitzayin, in the way of nitzayin, one-upmanship. How is it over? Beleisa say, one is over. Leisa say, shenema lo yosef lakosei im izhiru atorim lahosef ba'akos hachaita. If the Torah is so makbid not to give somebody who's done naveira one extra malchus, kal v'chaim l'makis atzadik. Kal v'chaim is somebody who's not done anything wrong in the first place. Says in halacha base, afil lagbir yod al chaverei is also even to raise one hand. Chol magbir yod al chaverei. Afal pi shlo yikol, here is a rosha. It's called a rosha, as we brought from the pasuk. Rosha lo masakir reecho. The Rambam says the interesting lashon. So yeah.
What's wrong with raising
hand? Oh, so the raising hand, if it's about in order to strike a person, raising the hand is really the beginning of the avera, and perhaps we can medayik from this the first Rambam, which is what the Igros Moshe and many other mafroshim point out. The Rambam did not say it's also to hit somebody. The Rambam said, it is also to hit somebody, derech nitzoyen. Interesting, there's givsoyen, there's derech nitzoyen, or derech bizoyen. Derech nitzoyen means, in the way of one-upmanship, to override someone else, to smite someone, like, I'm going to get you, and then hit them, that's called derech nitzoyen. You want to put the other person down, you want to show that you rule over them, whatever it might be, in that way, that is when hakar is osa. That's when Hachayvel is Asa. Well, based on that, this is the one of the main heterim, as it were, that come out in this halacha. That one word of the Rambam, it's amazing. One word of the Rambam. One word. Nitzoyim. One word like that can change halacha l'deiri theirs. In so many areas. Says of Moshe Feinstein, that's why we find that with regards to certain occasions, again, you have to know it's not so poshut, but on certain occasions it could be that in order to hit somebody, it would be okay. For example, plastic surgery. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on Chosha Mishpat, he has quite a few tshuvas on this, but one of them on Chosha Mishpat, Simon Samach Vav. Rav Moshe writes, somebody asks him, can you have plastic surgery just to be up for a woman to be able to make herself look more attractive? Is that allowed? But Moshe writes, go through the whole tshuva, you have to see it inside, but he writes at the end that it's mutar, based on this Rambam. His main makar is based on this Rambam. It's not called derech nitzoyen. You're not inflicting a wound upon yourself in order to cause damage in the way of what's called derech nitzoyen. It's lete'eles, you're doing it in order for the betterment of the person, and therefore he's matir. As I said, I'm not saying that all plastic surgery is the same, it depends on the case and what it might be, but Rav Moshe uses this as one of the principles to be matir. Similarly, when it comes to refuah, of course, a doctor. Well, how can a doctor do anything to anybody? Is a doctor allowed to inflict any pain? That's hachayvel, that's asa. But since that's not done in order to harm a person, it's done for their benefit, therefore it's okay, it's mutter. Now, by the way, when it comes, the Gemara is a fascinating discussion, what about if the son is the doctor, and he's operating on the father? Then it's even more problematic, because then we know there's an issa misa to be able to extract one drop of blood from a parent, and that becomes more complicated, and many, many, many tshuvas have been written on that. What about, therefore, based on this Rambam, we can now look at a child hitting a child. Is hitting a child okay? Well, it would come out that it would depend. Hitting a child is going to depend now on what a person's attitude is to the child. 1 second. Now the Mishnah says, you're thinking, it's Mishnah in Makkos, right? Taf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells that the Mishnah says that if a child, if a father hits a son, or a Rebbe hits a Talmud, or a Shliach Basin hits somebody, and in the process of doing that, he kills him by mistake, he doesn't go to Golos. Because Golos is talking about a Rishus, and this was a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to hit a child. At the same time, And we find many, many psukim and mishle and other places, of course, that one has to, sometimes one has to hit the child. But how do we get out of the problem that you, it's a chovel? Is the pshat that, yes, you're right, you're damaging somebody, but l'shei mitzvah, it's okay. We often find it's almost like an astei docha lo yisaseh type thing, where you're not allowed to hit, but in this case, since you want to educate, therefore, we'll be docha that avera. The Fidei Rambam, that's not the pshat. For the Rambam, that hakar, the issur is only a hakar which is derech mitzayim. If you're doing it with chinuch in mind, with the mitzvah in mind, then it's okay. But what does that mean, with the mitzvah in mind? Here we get a very, very scary halacha. The place can say, if a father hits a child, but there's an element of anger in that hitting, L'shem Shemayim, I don't want my child to do it again. Yeah, but there was an element of anger there. You did it straight away. You felt better afterwards. There was an element there of kas. You were hitting the child, not because you were interested in the chinuch, or not only because you were interested in the chinuch, but also because you wanted to vent your anger. You just didn't miss her. You've got Derech Nitzayon mixed in there. It's a very, very scary halacha, but we have to understand that they are also part, Rambam says, Ben Kot and Ben Godel, even if they're a child. Let me just read to you the Lashon of the Gra in Eved Shlema. Couldn't resist. It says the Gra, Perek Vav, Dalad, Keshemake es benoi, Le'yake oise makes oyev. If you have to hit your child, don't do it in like you hit your enemy. Derech kaas al ha'ovar. Now the words of the Vilna Gaon on Meduyak here, Al Ha'Avar, Rav Moshe has another tshuva discussing, why is he talking about the past? Because if all you're doing is punishing somebody for the past, and it has no bearings on the future, so it's not chinuch. You want to punish them? Are you a Beis Din? Beis Din are only people that punish on the past. Beis Din will do that. Malkus will give for certain things. You're going to punish somebody because you're angry with your child, something he did? If there's going to be no to'elis for the future, it's not allowed. Kaas el ha'ovar, either it's derech kaas or it's on the ovar and there's no future. Rak kavonos ha'akor tiyel ha'tzileinu min ha'osid. The kavonos should be to save him in the future. V'lo ya'aval, he shouldn't do any more averus, oy derochov. V'lachein al yake oyse harba b'pam achas. Don't say, well, it's muta, alright boy, here it comes. Boom, boom. You can't do that. Rak ma'at ma'at lefi darke. A little bit, whatever it might be, according to his way, lefi ha'no'es lo'i. And if you see that you're in great anger, don't hit him at all at that time. Why not? Why not? You're doing it l'chinuch. Ah, you're angry. I'm doing l'shem chinuch. You've got anger mixed in there. You might have good intentions at the back of your mind, but at the front of your mind, you've got other intentions. And therefore, it's mamash asa. Which means a fascinating halacha. The same action could either be mitzvah, or it could be aveira, depending on what's going on in your head. It's unbelievable. The same action. And therefore, that's why he says, and don't do it at the heat of the moment. So too with a teacher. Another tshuva of the in Igus Moshe, he speaks about the fact that teachers can't just hand out punishment just like that. First, he says, you have to know, we won't in Beis Din, we can't get anybody to pay money, never mind inflict punishment. And so we've got Eidim, with Hasra, whatever it might be, it's very strict before we can even touch anybody. And a teacher thinks he's just going to, he immediately thinks that the pupil is guilty. You have to know 100% that the child is guilty. And then, that's first stage. And then once you've got know that he's guilty, you then have to say, okay, I'm now doing it totally to LS, it's going to help him in the future, he won't do it again, and I mean it the same Shemayim. Well, no wonder people are against hitting people nowadays, because obviously, how L'shem Shemayim are you? It's not an easy thing. Let me read you the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Chaf, Halacha Aleph, in Nizkei Momen. Here comes Chavir B'Chaveri, sorry. Chavir B'Chaveri. Asa la'odom lahakas chaveri, as the Rambam said, says the Rama, he says, The Ramah says, it could be there's some sort of cheirim on somebody that hits someone else, you can't even use him for a minion. It's not everyday Lashon that the Ramah says things like that. Or, there's also in Siman Tov Chof Aleph, in the end of Halacha Yud Gimel. If you see someone else hitting someone, there's a fight. There's a fight going on. What do you do? Then, says the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, then you're allowed to hit him in order to get him away from doing Issa. But that's because you know it's going to work. The only way to get someone out of the Issa is break it up, guys, and he's just not going to, and you need to get his attention, then whatever you need to do for that. Says the Rumah. Anybody who's under your jurisdiction, you're allowed to hit him. You don't need to bring the basin. Yes, you're allowed to hit your child or somebody who's under your jurisdiction, but even with all that, we saw that it's got to be not derech kas. So those that one word in the Rambam, derech nitzayin, opens up the whole world of halacha. It means when it comes to refuah, it's mutter. It means when it comes to plastic surgery, it could be mutter, depending on the situation. Nitzayon means in the form of attacking another person, one-upmanship, taking advantage of someone else, overcoming, overbearing. That's derech nitzayon. It means therefore for chinuch, it would be okay. But it just depends on your das. What's your intention? If your intention is the right intentions, mutter, otherwise not. So what about martial arts? Well, this is where you get into... It's a little bit sticky, because... Oh, by the way, the Marshal says, many people say, Marshal says, therefore, exactly this point. If your kavana is tahar, then it's mutter, otherwise not. So what about martial arts? Well, martial arts depends what it is. It does depend. If it's street fighting or karate or whatever it might be, it depends what it is. There's many forms of martial arts. And most people will do martial arts as a sport. Okay. So I'm happy that you're having fun. But I remember when I was younger, I used to, now and again, I remember I used to do judo and I was very proud of myself because I got to yellow belt. And I thought that was a real achievement. When I realised that that's the only belt you can, that's the first thing you get. Either way, so when I was a kid, so I remember for some reason it was always me that was picked on. Like, right, come here, right, let's try the next move out on him. And then before I knew it, I was like lying flat on my back. So was that mutter for him? Definitely not. I don't know why he always picked on me. I'll shame chinuch. My father told him. So the question is like this. On the one hand, it's a sport. Is that a heter? Okay, here's for fun. If I say hit me for fun, the Gemara speaks about it specifically. Hit me for fun, you're not allowed to do that either. And the Gemara has a discussion whether you're potter, if you pay, or you're chayv. But to hit someone just for fun? Can't do that. Again, you don't own your body to do that. What do you mean? Hit me. So the limud schus, I would say, the limud schus for martial arts is based on the fact that, number one, there is a mechila, although that alone is not good enough, because it's not yours to be meichel. The Torah says don't hit. So it's not for you to be meichel. It's not dine mominus. You can be meichel and mominus. You don't have to pay me. But the issa hakar is not for you to be meichel. Either way, there is some sort of heter with the fact that they're meichel. Based on this Rambam, there's not derech nitzayin. Well, that's a good question. Is it derech nitzayin? When you're about to, well, it depends on the sport. What are you about to do? If you're about to say, okay, me and you, this is it. Between me and you, and whoever wins this one is going to be the champion. I don't know. I think that is called derech nitzayin. You want to put that guy to a pulp. You want to make sure that you're the winner. That's derech nitzayin. I mean, certainly not derech refuah. Maybe he'll need a refuah afterwards, but derech nitzayin, it sounds like it is. But the place can seem to be melame zchus on the fact that since you don't mean it in order to beat the guy up, you just mean it because it's a sport and you hit me and I hit you and there's an agreement beforehand that we're both Michael. Feel free to hit me and I'll hit you, and this is part of martial arts, especially if it's a self-defense. If you're learning a self-defense and it's going to help you, so therefore there's even more of a reason to be mutter. That's like, again, that's a similar idea to a parnosa. If there's an outcome like self-defense, then that's another reason to say, well, he's doing it for a good purpose, not just doing it for sport and to keep healthy. There's other ways of keeping healthy. You don't have to beat someone up to do that. But he's doing it to learn self-defense, which is a very important thing. Then there's a limud schus on the fact that it's not derech netzoyin, and it's similar, possibly, even to tzorech refuah. There's a necessity that comes out of this. With all that, it's not a poshut thing, and therefore one should ask a question. But we didn't deal with, other. There are one or two other aspects in martial arts as well, like for example, bowing. Are you allowed to bow or not? That's a whole separate discussion. If the bowing is meant in some sort of avodah zarah way, then it would be problematic. But most of the bowing is just like shaking hands. It's just like saying, you know, we're about to begin, and this is where I'd like to hit you, you know, type of thing. So when a person bows, he's just indicating, yeah, I'm going for you, or whatever it might be. It's just a sign of the fight's about to begin. Not necessarily, if it's done to shame avodah zarah, then of course it's also. So therefore, that is the limud schus on doing martial arts, certainly if it's healthy, and certainly if there's going to be a to'eles, like a person's going to become trained in the matter. The one last thing we see, at least from this, is the importance of understanding that we don't own, number one, our body, and we don't own our children or our students, whoever it might be. And even though we feel, oh, they need a good hiding, this guy needs to be taught once and for all, we have to think about, is that really cool, the way to teach people? Is it the way to teach people to hit them? If we think about it, we know there's even an issa, lifnei ivel esitei michshol, to actually hit somebody, a child who's over bar mitzvah, because Chazal say he'll hit back. We have to think about the fact that when we hit people, is it really le toyeles? Normally toyeles, oh, it's lashon hara toyeles. What does that mean? Well, I need to say it, so it's toyeles for me, so it must be toyeles. Obviously that's not called toyeles. Same idea when it comes to hitting other people. If the toyeles is, oh, I need to let my anger out, that's not called toyeles. Toeles has got to be, you understand, by hitting this person, it's going to be a serious lesson that he's going to take it to heart. And unfortunately nowadays, if you hit people, and even a child, usually it's the parent expressing their frustration rather than the child actually learning a lesson. They don't think, oh wow, I'll never do that again. They normally think, you know, my parents are evil, whatever it might be. And therefore, if we look in Chazal, it's a fascinating thing. Chazal are not keen on parents hitting a child. It has to be a kavona l'shem shemayim. One PS, because we've got one more minute. One PS is, that doesn't mean you have to be a lemon. In halacha, there's a fascinating halacha. If somebody attacks you, you're like, well, I'm sorry, you know, please, Karen hitting me, please, because I'm not going to hit you back. There's an interesting halacha that if somebody is attacking you, then of course you are allowed to defend yourself, and you'd be potter, and not only potter, it's mutter for you to be able to react and be able to hit the other person back. And even it's what's called in the place in disgust, even if it's still b'shas kasay, as it were, but not literally cast, if it's still within the attack, it's considered that it would be mut in that case. And the idea is that you're not supposed to just sit back there and be beaten up. You're allowed to defend yourself. You're even allowed to take positive steps to teach the other guy a lesson. And not only that, if somebody enters into your rishus, someone comes into your rishus, and he has no right to be there, and you can't get him out, the place can bring down that. So you see in Shulchan Aruch, even the Chesher Mishpat Simon Tov Chof Aleph Sivov, that if somebody comes into your shus without permission, you cannot get him out any other way. You need to physically remove him, and perhaps even do something which is not ideal. Then, with a heavy heart, you have to do that. Again, just like a Radef, the halacha with Radef is, you have to defend yourself, but not go too far. If you didn't have to kill the guy, you shouldn't be killing the guy. It doesn't mean, well, he's on my property, okay, where's the machine gun? It means you have to be able to use whatever you can just to get him out, to do that which is the bare minimum, and then after that, you've done your duty. But you see, the halacha on the one hand, never to hit somebody, on the other hand, to understand, you have to be able to defend yourself as well.